What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about... let me start all over.
Did you see the picture I sent you?
No, did you just send it right now?
Yeah, through Discord.
Through Discord? Let me see. Oh, Jesus. Damn, that's how I'm trying... That's how my body looks right now. All right, let me see. Let me pull out the notes so I can read it and it'll sound clear. Uno momento. I'm about to get it. All right. What's good, locals? Welcome back and welcome, if this is your first time listening, to the Local Podcast. This is episode 20. Can you believe it, Mike?
Absolutely. No, it's hard to believe, you know?
You know, my first year of recording podcasts, that was my goal for the end of the year, to record 20 episodes that full year. I don't know what year this is. I think this is year two of having the podcast. Well, it started off with me and Phoenix, but Phoenix has been pretty busy, but we'll get him back on the show. But I'm glad to have you as, like, not Absolutely. Like replacement, but to do this with, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's an honor, you know.
And thank you for being here for me. You're one of my bestest buds.
But, same to you, man. You're the best buds out there.
But nonetheless, this is the Local Podcast. You can listen to our podcast on YouTube, Audioboom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. We have all those links in the description. If you want to go listen to them, just go check them out. Listen to them there, your favorite podcasting app. But nonetheless, Mike, it's been a while. How have you been?
I've been good. Just last week, you know, we got to hang out with our group friends, you know, we went to go watch Lighthouse, which is a pretty damn good movie, you know. I love the acting in that film. Mm-hmm. Love the performance by Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. The last time we did a podcast was maybe like a week and a half ago, or a week ago, maybe a week ago, right?
That was like 2 weeks ago, but
2 weeks ago. Yeah. What I've been doing. I know I watched Zombieland, Double Tap.
Oh yeah, I forgot you told me.
Yeah, yeah.
You bastard.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I never watched the first one, and it's been over a decade since the last Zombieland film came out. So I've never watched the first one, so I didn't really understand it. I don't know if it was like a direct sequel or just...
Yes, it was.
Yeah, then yeah, it was kind of hard to understand. Yeah, it was kind of hard to understand. But I mean, other than that, I really enjoyed it. There was like some humor that I kind of found, you know, funny, you know. I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. But not really a huge Zombieland film, you know. It was just, you know, just go to the movie theater and just see what's out there, you know. yeah, but what else? What movie did I... What else? What other... Oh, I watched Parasite. Good movie, man. Really, really good film. It's a Korean film with English subtitles, so it wasn't dubbed. So I had to, you know, look up at the screen, you know, looking at the subtitles and, you know, the performance of the actors. So that was like, you know, sometimes I would find myself just looking at reading the subtitles and not watching the actual film, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, really, really, really good film. If you haven't watched it, highly recommend it. You know, I think it's an indie film. I don't know if it's being played in a lot of theaters, but I do know that it's being played in Claremont. I don't know if it's at your local AMC or, you know, Edwards Theater, but yeah, I think it is an indie film. And yeah, really good film. What other movie did I watch? Lighthouse with you and Daniela, Nate, and myself. That was a good film. That was a really good film, Lighthouse. At first it was confusing because like I didn't read the background or like the summary of the film. I didn't know that. After I finished watching the film, I went on Google and I looked it up, what Lighthouse was supposed to be about. And it said that it's about two workers or two people going insane at a lighthouse, just working, you know, every day at the lighthouse. I didn't know they were imagining stuff because they were going insane, you know, when I first watched the film. I was just thinking, like, what is this movie about, you know? It's, like, so fascinating, you know, with the imagery that they showed with the mermaid. I mean, well, a little spoiler, but, you know, it's, like, a little... There's a scene where like a mermaid comes out and stuff like that. I guess it's like Robert Pattinson's imagination, stuff like that. But yeah, I guess they were going insane, you know, just, you know, working there every day and stuff like that. And yeah, just, you know, hanging out. That's pretty much what I've done these past 2 weeks, you know, just watching movies and then hanging out with you and the gang, you know. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good week.
And, that was it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You didn't play Resident Evil? Nothing?
Oh, yeah. I played a little bit of Resident Evil 4. But yeah, just mostly designing, dude. Mostly designing, yeah. It's always been like that, you know. Yeah, that's pretty much how it was these past 2 weeks. What about you?
I've been working. We all hung out. We skating at work. That's pretty much it. Just a lot of work. I can't think of anything interesting that I did. Oh, I played the GTFO alpha beta.
Oh yeah, you did. How was it?
Dude, it was dope. It's so hard. Like, it is ridiculously hard. So the alpha was pretty much just completing one mission, but it was just so hard we couldn't complete it, just because the way it works that we didn't know, like, the very first 2 days or like day and a half, and throughout the half of the second day we figured it out. Pretty much, if you alert any type of like mutants or whatever, I don't know, I'm just gonna call them clickers from like Last of Us, because that's what they pretty much are. But the clickers, thank you. If you alert them, they start like shooting like these like seeds at you, and they do damage. And it's like Resident Evil, dude. You're very limited on ammo. You're very limited on health. You never start the game at full ammo, anything. You always start off with full health, but never full ammo. Like, you're probably like at 35% on every gun, and you run out of bullets quick, dude. Those clickers, they eat up so much ammo.
Definitely Resident Evil 2 vibes right there. Definitely.
You could sneak up and do melee attacks on them to knock them out quick. And sometimes, because you had to do a full charge to completely knock them out, but sometimes they don't die. Like, you could bust their head open and they'll still be attacking you, and they'll alert other clickers around you, and then they all start rushing you, and then you have to use your weapons, and then you have no ammo. And then there's crates inside the game too, but it's rare that if you find some, they have ammo, meds. And another thing is too, is that sometimes it gets dark, so you need your flashlight on. But if you flash your light at one of the clickers, they'll be alerted, and then they'll just start attacking you and alert all the other clickers around them. So you got to be careful on what you're doing, you know? It's pretty much like, you got to be preservative on everything. You want to like lay everything out. Like, if you're playing with a full team, it's like, all right, you take down this guy and I'll take down this guy on the left. And then like, you would kind of want to do it at the same time, just in case one of them doesn't get knocked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then sometimes there's like bigger clickers, and they're like alarm systems, dude. No joke. Like, if they spot you, they do like, I don't know what it is. It's like a big blue wave. It's like an EMP, but it doesn't do anything to you. It's just like it calls for backup. Dude, there's like 50 of them that starts rushing you. Like, you'll be in a room of three, but with that big guy and he notices you, there's just 50. Oh my god, dude.
Like Doom, right? It's like Doom when you fucking pop the egg, when you like pull out.
Yeah.
Everyone just spawns, all the demons spawn. It's just like that, right?
Okay, kind of picture like that, but double the enemies of that.
Fuck. But yeah, was your PC lagging or laptop lagging when that happened?
I never played it on my laptop. I was playing it on my PC.
But did you notice like a performance drop with all those enemies?
No, dude, that thing ran so like, it ran pretty smooth for the majority of it. Damn, like, it looked really good and ran pretty smooth for an alpha, not even a beta. Like,
oh shit,
the beta before the beta, pretty much. But nonetheless, I had a couple of bugs I was encountering. Like I would swing, like I would melee at one and it wouldn't hit him at all, but he would be right in front of me. Like, there is that bug. But yeah, that game is so dope. There's another like clicker, and he has like these tentacles that stretch out through the entire room, and you have to take cover, because if that thing touches you, he alerts everybody, like another EMP wave.
Fine.
Yeah, so there's one that if he notices you, he'll alert everyone. But if there's one that touches you, he'll alert everyone. Pretty much these clickers, they can't see you. They can only hear. So if you're moving while their heart is beating, they'll notice you. If you flash their light on them, they'll notice you. Like, dude, it's hard. It's not scary by any means. It's just more like, fuck.
Like, intense. Just like Resident Evil 2, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, shit. And it's first person too, right?
Yeah, it's first person.
How are the graphics? Like, is it like on par with Resident Evil 2?
I mean, well, Capcom is a bigger company, so.
Oh, okay. So it's an, oh yeah, of course it's an indie game, right? It's been out. It's been on. Yeah, it's been in development for many years. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's only being made by like seven people's on the team right now.
For sure. Okay.
But nonetheless, dude, it's so dope. Like there was like we couldn't even get past this one mission. There was only one mission, but there's like five floors, and we stood on the first floor the entire time. Like we never even got past the first floor.
For sure.
But I've been playing that. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty. Have I been playing my Switch? No, I haven't been playing my Switch. I should though. But yeah, I can't. Oh, I saw a One Piece Stampede movie. Oh man, dude, that movie's so dope.
One Piece Stampede, is that on, is that on at theater, is that in theaters right now?
No, it was. I went to go see it on Halloween.
Oh shit. Oh wow.
Oh, dude, I completely did you buy your Designer Con tickets yet? It's next week.
Oh yeah, we're leaving on a Friday or Saturday?
Well, I bought tickets for all 3 days.
For
So,
sure. Yeah, I'll probably.
Friday is like a MVP VIP thing where you get to go and meet everyone before the actual show starts.
Sure.
And it's like 5 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Shit. And then
So,
Saturday. Okay, I'll probably get it for Saturday or Friday, whichever one.
okay, so hopefully, oh man, 'cause damn, I really want to go Friday, but
Friday's good too.
I just want to go Friday. It's just that Friday costs more, and I don't want you spending more just like to go hang out with me, you know what I mean? I just want to go Friday just so I could buy everything that I wanted to buy and then not worry about it Saturday and Sunday selling out, you know what I mean?
True,
That's
true,
pretty
true.
much why I bought the MVP VIP tickets.
Yeah, it gets pretty packed, dude. And you know, obviously it's Designer Con, a lot of collectibles, you know, a lot of yeah, I'm supposed to meet the people that make my figures. They're gonna be there, so they're gonna give
Oh,
me like
yeah?
yeah, they're gonna give me more Gary sets, so I'll give you one there, you know.
Oh, sick. I'll probably buy a backup SpongeBob and Patrick.
For sure.
I want one
Backup.
like just like in the box. But you said they sold out, right?
Yeah, they sold out, but they're gonna restock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
So
because of high
hopefully they might have
demand.
some then.
Yeah, of high demand, you know, and hopefully I can get another set, you know, from them. Because, you know,
That'd
I'm
be
the
cool.
designer, shit. Yeah. Yeah, it should be a good week though. Definitely, I can't wait, you know.
Yeah, heck yeah.
But yeah, what
Yeah,
else?
that's pretty much all I did. Disney Plus came out like last night. I got like late sleep because I wanted to stay up watching it, but I was just so excited that it was out. I didn't even watch anything. I just downloaded it and I was like, "Ee!" and I went to sleep.
Did you spoil? Like, is there like, are like, what kind of movies are there? Is it, are all the Disney movies that they've made like there? Legit? Holy shit. They got Toy Story 3? Fuck, dude, $7? That's a good fucking deal right there. I'm gonna cancel my Netflix, dude, because I don't even watch Netflix at all.
You don't have Verizon, huh?
No, I don't have Verizon.
If you have Verizon, they give you a year free of Disney Plus.
Verizon with phone service, right?
Yeah.
No, dude. I got Metro.
But yeah, Disney Plus launched as of yesterday, as of no, today really, but came out early last night, whatevers. But yeah, I instantly added Spider-Man, X-Men, The
Wait, Spider-Man,
Mandalorian.
the animated series
Yep,
or the movie?
the animated series from
Shit,
the
dude.
90s and
Yo, that's sick.
X-Men from the
For sure.
90s, the cartoon.
What about the X-Men films?
I didn't check.
Do they have it?
I didn't check.
Oh, fuck. Because I mean, I know X-Men is by Fox, but Disney bought Fox, you know?
Yeah, all the
You have.
Simpsons episodes are in there too.
That's what I'm saying too. Yeah, dude, like $7, $8, like damn, it's worth it, dude.
But
Netflix is like $11 or $12.
yeah, pretty
And
much
most.
we could just get into the news starting off with Disney Plus.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But yeah, Disney Plus launched. It's $7.99, and I think it's $69.99 for a year. $7.99 for a month, $69.99 for a year. They also have a ESPN, Hulu, and Disney Plus bundle for.
And National Geographic too.
Yeah, but
Yeah, for sure.
that's already built into Disney Plus. Like this one, Disney has a Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN bundle. So you have all three accounts.
Oh, really? Oh, shit, for
Yeah,
sure.
so for all three accounts, it costs $13 for a month.
For sure, yeah. I have Hulu too, but even I don't watch it. You know, I only watched it for, I only got it for Shrek, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Gonna get
Yeah.
it, yeah.
Yeah, Disney Plus. I'm pretty hyped. I can't wait to watch The Mandalorian after this episode. So
Yeah,
excited.
someone pop.
I think I saw a small spoiler, and I'm about to be so fucking pissed if that happens on Twitter. But
Honestly, yeah, you gotta stay off social media sometimes when there's like big events coming out, you know, coming.
I didn't
You
think about it. I didn't think about like someone would spoil it the day it fucking came out. But then again, I should know pe better that people out there are shit, are scum.
Bro. Bro, that's what happened with with Han Solo, you know, when he spoiler when Han Solo dies.
Solar.
Yeah, when he died, I remember like I didn't watch the movie, but I saw it on Facebook, like some douchebag posted it like at he some douchebag like posted it on like a random ass like post, you know, like it wasn't even related to Star Wars or films. It was something like about a kid, and this dude just posted like a screenshot of Han Solo dying. Like getting
Wow.
stabbed. I was like, bro, like that shit was so random. I was like, fuck, he just ruined the movie for me. But yeah, you know, just gotta avoid spoilers when, you know, even like events like that are coming, you know?
Yeah, I feel
Yeah,
it.
I feel it.
But other than Disney Plus launching, we got a bunch of new trailers. We got new Bad Boys for Life trailer. That looks, I'm
It
pretty
looks
hyped for
good.
it. Me and Nate definitely gonna go watch that day one.
You know, the same old characters, you know, Will Smith playing like the big brother, well, you know, and Martin Lawrence playing like the little brother, you know, like the way they play with each the way they like talk shit to each other, you know, like
Yeah.
throw shade at each other. Like it's the same old Bad Boys film that's always been. Yeah, like I was never really like a Bad Boys you know, fan, you know, but I
I
do
was
enjoy
never
it.
really a bad boy.
Yeah, like it looks good, you know. I watched the first one and second one a while back, you know, maybe when I was like 12 or 10, 11. So like I don't really have like a good like recollection, you know, like of how the storyline goes, but yeah, I'm for in theaters, yeah, I'm definitely watching in theaters.
Yeah, definitely. So pretty much the storyline is going to be based on someone's trying to get a hit on Will Smith's character. At first, I thought they were going to be teaching those new cops or whatever that they brought in the trailer. And I was like, "Oh God, don't let it be like we're going to teach these guys and then those guys are going to take over the new Bad Boys movie series." You know what I mean? So, I'm pretty hyped that's not going to, at least I hope it doesn't end up like that, but nonetheless, it looks like he's going to tell a pretty interesting story. I'm pretty hyped for it.
For sure. For sure.
And we got a new Pixar movie coming out called Soul.
Yeah, it's a good film. I haven't even watched the movie, but you know, the trailer, I enjoyed the trailer. You know, it's jazz, right? I'm sure it's jazz, right? Something like that. Yeah, I mean, I like that kind of music, you know, that genre, music genre. I really enjoy it. It's like really relaxing, so it's definitely worth watching.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And the producers are the same people that made, obviously, Coco, Inside Out, you
I
know,
was gonna
Toy
ask
Story.
you, have you seen Inside Out?
I watched some parts of it about, you know, emotions, you know, like these they're portrayed as characters and then they control the emotions of like us humans, you know. But yeah, like I've only seen some parts of it, but you know, not really. I haven't really watched the whole film.
Yeah, me neither, but I heard it's really good.
As with every Pixar
Oh,
film, you
well, I
know.
could watch it now. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
But
that's true.
yeah, Soul looks pretty good when he talks about like what do you want to like how do you want to be remembered? And I was like, "Dang. This movie looks like it's going to hit me pretty hard." But that's pretty much just my goal in life, is just to be remembered. I don't care about like anything else. As long as I could do that, then that makes my day.
Just make an impact in someone or, you know, everyone's lives. And so, yeah, so after you know, if you pass away or something happens to you, you know, people will remember you for something good, you know, or
Most
something, you know,
definitely.
yeah.
Yeah, I always thought about that, like watching Naruto and he's just always alone all the time, and I was like, fuck, I kind of feel that. Like always less like sometimes being alone when I was little. And then I was like, dang, this kind of hits hard. And then like I forgot when was like the actual moment I figured that I wanted to be just remembered just in life generally. Mm-hmm. But as Naruto finishes its story, that's pretty much what he did. He was remembered as something, you know what I mean? He was acknowledged by everyone, and that's what his goal was, to be acknowledged by everyone, because everyone ignored him around him.
Yeah.
But I was never ignored. I just trying to be that. Just trying to get acknowledged by everyone, be remembered. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but nonetheless, that movie seems like that's where it's gonna hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gonna get everyone out there. You know?
Yeah, it's gonna get everyone in their feels. You know, people that are like struggling, people that really want to make a difference in someone's life. You know, that I'm sure that film's gonna like help motivate them. You know, every Pixar film has a meaning to it. So I think that's the meaning. You know. Just, you know, make a change in someone's life or, you know, your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, during the trailer, he falls in the sewer, you know, in the sewer, like, I guess, like, the, what's it called? The manhole? I guess he falls through and he turns into this different kind of animated, like, figure, you know, this.
Like a gooey figure? Like, yeah, basically like a soul?
A soul.
I'm assuming it's a
That's
soul.
The whole point. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now you got it. Now. Yeah. I was wondering, why does he look like a booger? You know, like a booger. You know, like, or he looks, you know, like, I don't know. But now that you mentioned it, he looks like an anomaly. How do you say it? Or like a soul. You know?
Yeah.
But that makes sense. A soul. You know. And yeah, I guess it's gonna be a positive film about just the human. You know, the human life. You know. Of us and stuff like that. But yeah, it looks good to me. Definitely, I'm gonna watch it.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Next up on the list, we finally got an official release of the way Sonic looks and a new trailer.
Dude, looks really good.
Okay, all right. From the first trailer, what did you think? Not character, but story-wise. Story and character.
From the trailer, right? Honestly, even though Jim Carrey's in the first trailer, like the very first trailer that they showed, I was kind of underwhelmed. Not because of Jim Carrey, but just because like it looked like they tried too hard to make Sonic funny, you know? I don't know. But with this new trailer, like they kind of made up for it, you know? Like they showed better, obviously the new design, and they showed like a better scene of Jim Carrey actually being funny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just exceeded my expectations. Like, trust me, like I'm actually interested in watching the film. Like, at first, I was still gonna watch it, but this time, like watching the second, you know, with the redesigned Sonic and stuff like that, now I'm like more keen to like fucking watching it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which I will, of course, you know, like Sonic's, you know, my childhood, you know. But yeah, like the design just looks way better, and you know, seeing the comparisons of the first one and second one together, I saw it on Instagram. I was like, fuck, you know, how the hell did the producers just get away with
how the hell
first
did
design?
They greenlit that shit?
Yeah, how like they literally sat in the room, and you know where they discussed like designs, and they said like, all right, man, we're gonna release the first Sonic design to the public. You know, they literally just sat down and said, yeah, man, this is perfect. You know,
you know what I mean? They were pretty much like they sent them a Snapchat, and they just kept tapping away. You know what I mean? Like, or Instagram stories. You know how you're watching someone's Instagram stories? And if it's someone you don't really care about, you just keep tapping until it's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Yeah. I like the way Sonic looks now. He looks way better. At first, the very first trailer for me, when I watched it, I was like, oh my God, this looks fucking terrible. Am I going to watch it? Yeah, I'll go watch it, I guess, just to support it, you know.
Yeah.
But after watching the second trailer, it looks way
really
better.
Good. Yeah.
Like, and you know,
obviously like the visuals of Sonic kind of took a hit because he's more animated, more cartoonish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
More stylized. But then again, he came from a different universe. If you see in the beginning, he's coming from the Green Hills, what's it called,
Green Hill Zone.
Yeah. He's coming from that universe, and he comes to our universe, and it makes sense why he's like a stylized character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because this time he doesn't look. He looks more stylized. Like his fur isn't as polished or like clean as the first design.
Yeah.
This one looks more cartoonish, which makes sense because like he comes from a different universe, and it all makes sense. You know, it just fits perfectly with the trailer. But yeah, I'm really hyped for that film. Definitely gonna go watch it.
Okay, got a question. You know how they show Sonic hopping through the ring into Earth?
Yeah, yeah.
At the beginning of the trailer, but then at the end of the trailer, you see him hopping through the ring back to his dimension, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think we will see another Sonic character like Tails?
Yeah, Tails and what's it called? Uganda Knuckles? Yeah, maybe, probably, we'll probably see a sequel, you know?
Do you think there, like, if there is a sequel, do you think they will throw that meme in there? I feel like they would.
Probably, most likely do. You know, they just gotta keep.
Like, do you think they'll just have Knuckles say, "Do you know the way?"
Yeah, most likely do. They have to, dude, because, like, word of mouth, man. You know, people will see that shit, they'll have a good laugh and probably watch it, you know, just for that scene. But yeah, you know, like, yeah, if I didn't really see that in the trailer of, you know, him going back to his universe.
It was at the end when he was being chased.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Then yeah, we'll probably see like Tails or Knuckles, you know, or, you know, who knows, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'd be hyped to see other characters.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Or some after credits.
Mm-hmm. Post credits, yeah.
But sure. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about Sonic.
Yeah, it looks good. Day one for me.
Same here. Mm-hmm. And last trailer we got a new Scooby-Doo movie coming out by Warner Brothers and Warner Brothers Animation. What do you think?
I like it. You know, I gave it a like on YouTube. You know, I'm just kind of bummed.
It's a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Yeah, I guess. Well, on YouTube, you know how you can like it. You know, normally I don't really like trailers like that, but I did give it a like because, you know, it's Scooby-Doo. I grew up watching Scooby-Doo. Mm-hmm. But like I'm kind of bummed out that they don't have the same actor, the voice actor for Shaggy.
Oh, I know, right?
Is it Zac Efron that's doing the voice?
No, Zac Efron is Freddy.
For sure. Yeah, I'm just kind of bummed out. You know, the only original voice actor is Scooby, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, they should have got the dude from Scream from the original Scooby Doo films.
I followed the actor last week.
His name's Matthew Lillard, right? Lillard or Matthew?
Something like that.
Yeah, dude. They should have got him instead. But, I mean, you know, it's a movie for films, you know? Mm-hmm. But I thought it was pretty good. I like the animation style. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look too creepy, you know? Too uncanny, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. I thought it was pretty good. You know, the way Shaggy meets Scooby and stuff like that. He calls him Scooby, Dooby, Doo. Yeah. Looks good. I like it. Yeah, am I gonna watch it in theaters? Maybe if there isn't anything good, you know, showing at the theaters. But yeah, I'll probably watch it if there's anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're supposed to watch this in theaters together.
I'll save that for Sonic. That's for sure. Sonic, yeah. Sonic definitely has my attention. But the new Scooby-Doo film, I don't know. It's like whatever, you know.
I'm gonna go watch it for sure. Day one.
For sure.
Maybe not day one, actually, because I feel like there's gonna be a fuck ton of kids. And I'm not gonna be able to watch it nicely. I'll probably watch it like either it's the day of in the morning or Saturday morning, whenever it comes out. For sure, I'll probably watch it in the morning. No one likes taking their kids anywhere in the morning, but school.
Yeah. On a school day, you know? School day, you know?
Yeah, Scooby Doo looks, I like it. It looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. I don't like that he talks so much, though.
Really?
Like, did you notice? Like, he was talking the entire time. Like, he was saying full sentences and stuff. But usually he's just like, he says like some words, you know what I mean? Not full on sentences.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. That was throwing me off a little bit. But nonetheless, I like it. I like the way they look too. They look really good, their animation.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
But that's pretty much, I mean, we got one more movies news. Nope. But it's kind of like video games. Mm-hmm. So it's like a crossover to the video game news. Mm-hmm. Hideo Kojima Productions. That's not even the name. It's Kojima Productions, but Hideo Kojima said that his company will, they're going to make movies too.
Yeah, yeah. As he should, because I know tongue twister right here. Okay. Metal Gear Solid series, like, I've noticed there's a shit ton of cutscenes in those games. Like, a lot.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, there's a lot of cutscenes. Like, I've played it before, and I've noticed that the cutscenes are really, really long. And I would have to skip through it. But, yeah, like, it makes sense because, like, he's a storyteller, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, I guess, you know, he wants to implement, you know, like, story into games and stuff like that, like Death Stranding and Metal Gear series.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always been like that, and it makes sense for him to transition over to film, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Tell me this. With Sony making video games, obviously, and they already announced that they have a video game film team that they're first starting off with. Twisted Metal is going to be their first TV show they release.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think Sony will be the publisher of Kojima's movie? Like, it'll be exclusive to Sony?
Oh, the Sony, the...
Like, they're basically their PlayStation video game movies. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you think Hideo Kojima would be doing that? Or do you think Hideo Kojima will be, like, big movie theater, like Guillermo del Toro?
I have no idea, because I know Sony has like their own subsidiary. How do you say it? I know they have their own Columbia Pictures.
Oh yeah, well, Sony Films, obviously too.
Yeah, yeah. The obviously, you know, Sony owns Spider-Man, so I'm assuming they're gonna help out Hideo Kojima.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with his films. Who knows? You know, because like Sony's Japanese. You know, Hideo's Japanese too. So. I mean, you know, yeah, Columbia Pictures can help, can like, you know, can help produce his films and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's you pretty much wrapped up what I was asking. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm pretty hyped because I have not played Death Stranding. I also forgot, I got Death Stranding, but I haven't played it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I heard it tells a good story, but I heard the gameplay is really lackluster.
Death Stranding?
Yeah.
You know, I read that too. Understandable,
though, you know.
Everyone's different, you know. It's not a shooter. It's more like a story-based game. But, you know, in today's climate where shooters are very popular, it makes sense why people are, like, kind of upset that it's mostly, like, I wouldn't say walking simulator, but it involves with a lot of interaction, you know, like, trying to understand the story where in today's, you know, climate where we have, like, Fortnite, you know, Call of Duty, you know, a lot of people are, like, a lot of people just have high expectations of action sequences, you know? You know what I mean? With Death Stranding...
I was going to say, do you stand by his quote that since he got the lowest scores in America compared to Europe and Japan, do you stand by his quote when he says that Americans don't know, like... he doesn't say this quote for quote, but he pretty much said that Americans only play shooters, and that's what they want, and my game's not a shooter. Do you stand by his quote?
Not really, because honestly, like, Hideo Kojima's like a legend, dude. And I know there's fanboys out there that, you know, pardon my language, but that dick ride him a lot. Mm-hmm. And they'll try to defend Hideo by saying, like, oh, you know, not a lot of people understand Kojima's games. But the reality is, like, your favorite artist, you know, rap artist, you know, like, musician or, like, favorite athlete, they can sometimes, you know, come out with bad performances. You know, they can come out, you know, they can sometimes make something that's kind of bad, you know what I mean? Like, and with Kojima, you know, I just feel like this game was overhyped, and a lot of people just, you know, had high expectations of it, and they were kind of let down, you know what I mean? Because Kojima, you know, like, he's like the Mario maker of stealth games, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's old school, you know, he's a legend, and when it comes to, like, Japanese games, you know, Japanese developers, and I feel like, you know, this game wasn't his best, you know, or maybe they just had so much, you know, expectations of him to make a good game, you know, like the Metal Gear series, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just feel like the reviews are kind of reasonable, especially with IGN's review. I think it got like 6.8, right?
Yeah, I think they had the lowest score.
And the thing is, the reviewer was giving like really valid points, dude. Like, he was backing it up with like videos, you know, with evidence, you know, especially with the sequences where you mentioned like the sequences are like fucking long, and that he would have to skip it multiple times. Like, he showed that video that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, I heard about that. That like every time you try to take a shower,
yeah,
you have to like, You would watch him take off his clothes, skip that part.
Yeah,
then watch it. Then after you skip that part, there's another cutscene of him turning on the shower. Then you would skip that part, and then after that, there's another video of him like shampooing himself. And then after that, there's like if you skip that, after that he puts on his clothes, and then after that he looks at himself in the mirror, and then after that, then you start playing the game again.
Yeah,
like it's just not a full not a full skip. It's just skip.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, dude, I'd be pretty annoyed, dude. So in the IG, the guy that reviewed it, like he was valid, dude. He had like valid points. He had like reasonable, you know, stuff to say, you know. And yet people were still bitching about in the comment section, like, IGN went at it again, you know, IGN's doing it again, you know, people just love to hate, dude. Like, I just feel like people are just up in Kojima's ass, you know, trying to defend them. But honestly, like legendary, like, you know, legends like Kojima can make mistakes, dude. And I just feel like this wasn't maybe his best game, or maybe that's just me. But yeah, all I'm saying is that Kojima, you know, maybe this wasn't his best game, you know, and that's okay. Cause like, you know, a lot of people had high expectations of it, you know. That's my opinion, though.
For sure. Pretty much to like not like counter on what you said, but I think, I mean, first of all, everyone should not base their opinion on someone else's review. Obviously, this is just one person's opinion. This is not IGN's full company opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he works for IGN, but he is telling his own personal opinion. You know what I mean? Because I've seen a lot of tweets from a lot, because I like IGN. I follow a lot of people that work there. I see a lot of people saying that they love Death Stranding. And I also see a lot of people that say that they hate it. That they got over it like 3 hours later. Someone's review should not affect the way you go look at things. For me, I like watching or reading a review after I watch it. You know, and if anything, if I want to, like, it's something I'm already hyped for, like, for the One Piece Stampede movie, I think they did a review on it. I'm not sure. I'm just gonna pick something else for example. So, like, Spider-Man, the animated movie, right? Into the Spider-Verse. Like, I just didn't even watch the video. I just skipped to the score of what they gave it. I think they gave it like a 9-something. And I was like, heck yeah, I'm gonna be so hyped when I watch it. And nonetheless, I was gonna be hyped before I even looked at the score, because I love Spider-Man, period. But I like to like read the review or watch the review after I beat it, because sometimes like they say something like, oh, I didn't really like this much, and I was like, oh yeah, I kind of didn't like that either, that was kind of annoying. And then they talk about one thing, and then they're like yeah, especially when you do this, and then I look at it, I'm like, you could do that, what the, you know what I mean? But a lot of people bitching on such a score, you know what I mean? And I bet they haven't even played the game.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I saw a lot of comments.
That's another fucking thing. Like, you're going to complain about something that you haven't even played or even watched. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But another thing that I agree with is that America is only playing first-person shooters. Like, I could kind of side with him on that, because how many people really play storytelling games? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, pretty much all my other friends only play multiplayer shooters, multiplayer games or whatever. Like, they've been playing Call of Duty, Fortnite, Apex, which FIFA. Either FIFA too, you know? Something that doesn't tell a complete story, you know what I mean? I mean, Call of Duty has a story, at least this one, Modern Warfare, but I don't think they played it. But But who am I to say, you know what I mean? But most of them, they play multiplayer shooters, you know? They're not really into storytelling games, and that's fine. You know what I mean? It's not for everyone, but I could say a majority of America probably is like only multiplayer only. You know what I mean? Why do you think Call of Duty is the best-selling game every single year?
Yeah, because just casual gamers, you know, like to play that kind of game.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's fine, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's dumb, you know?
It blows my mind how much money single-player games make. Like God of War, Spider-Man, Horizon. Yeah.
That's true. That is true, you know.
But nonetheless, we got all those. Nonetheless, yeah, I agree with you. Like, this could be a fuck-up. People are on Hideo's dick because he's Hideo Kojima. You know what I mean? Yeah. But nonetheless, great people do fuck up. And I can't wait to see what Hideo Kojima's next product is. Because it's probably going to be better because he only learns from his mistakes, you know?
I just wish, you know, Silent Hills could have been done, you know, instead of Death Stranding. Honestly, like.
Yeah, but Capcom owns the license to Silent Hills, don't they?
No, it was Konami.
Oh, yeah, there you go,
And
Konami, yeah.
they dropped the project, and then Hideo, you know,
Hideo left Konami.
yeah, and then he developed Death Stranding with Norman Reedus, who Norman Reedus was supposed to be in Silent Hills, but oh man, it's a shame. It's an absolute shame. Because
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro was in Silent Hills, and you know, it just sucks.
He's in Death Stranding too.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess, you know. But you know, I wanted a survival horror game, dude, like Resident Evil 2. And then this is Silent Hills, dude. PT showed so much potential, dude, but they fucked up.
I feel it. Hey, who knows? Maybe Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro will make a horror
Something similar.
film.
A horror game or
But I mean, I guess we'll transition into the first news of video games, really. We could talk about that Contagion VR since we're talking about scary games.
Looks good, you know. The graphics are like, you know what, PS3 graphics, but honestly, like, the gameplay looks okay, you know. The way the shooting mechanic works, I like
Well, tell
it.
me what Contagion VR is.
It's about zombies. It's pretty much like you're by yourself, you know, you're armed with a shotgun, obviously with weapons, and you're shooting at these, like, what I'm assuming are zombies, you know. And yeah, like, all I saw was like, just what got my attention was the way you can aim, you know, with the VR. I'm assuming what's that called? What's that thing called?
The aim controller?
Like, you move it. And I just love the way the animation works, you know, like, you aim for that leg or for the head and you shoot the zombie and the animation's okay, you know, when you shoot the head, like, they fall, and it just kind of made it realistic, you know? And that's what I look for in a game. Just like Resident Evil 2's animations when you shoot the zombie in the head, like, the way they fall, it just looks so damn good, you know? It's scary, you know? And that's what I got. Those are the kind of vibes that I got from this game. Would I get it? You know, obviously I don't have a VR headset, dude. I don't. But, you know, it looks really, really good. Like, if it looks good, you know, I wasn't really disappointed. I really like the way the shooting works. It looks like you're, like, isolated, you know, in an environment, and you're just by yourself, just like shooting zombies, trying to, like, just survive, you know? It looks good to me. What'd you think?
Me? Eh.
You know. You got
I
a VR
couldn't.
headset.
Yeah, I know. I have a VR headset. I don't even use it. I do want to get Five Nights at Freddy's VR, though.
Yo, when does that come out?
It's already out.
Dude, get it. What the fuck?
Dude, I should get it and take it on the camping trip.
You do. You're not down.
I am fucking down.
Dude, oh my, we can play Resident Evil 7 too. That
No.
game
All right.
was fuck VR.
All
It would be
right,
cool,
so
dude.
yeah, side tangent. Let's get that out of the way. But yeah,
Yeah.
Contagion VR, it looks cool. But after that, we got a new Avengers gameplay trailer.
It looks good, you know.
I think
It
it looks
kind of
like
sucks.
shit.
Yeah,
I
I'm
think it looks so underproductive. Like,
for real.
it looks rushed. Not that I don't know how to describe it. It just doesn't look good.
When does it come out next, right?
The gameplay, the animation, I don't know, the 3D modeling in the game as the gameplay is going, it looks like it just
Off.
looks like shit to
Yeah,
me.
they should have used it.
I don't know what engine they're using, but oh my God. Because I know
They
they
should.
developed or the whatever they made Kingdom Hearts 3 in Unreal, but I don't know what the fuck they use for this one. Like, it just looks bad to me. Like, do you notice what I'm talking about? Like, it just looks bad. Like, the game sounds awesome, but it looks bad.
They should have used the likeness of the actors, you know, like Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo,
Yeah. That's
and
another
Chris
thing
Evans.
too. One thing, fuck. I hate the character list. I think they sound phony. Like, Troy Baker is a really good voice actor, but I hate him as Hulk, as Bruce Banner. He does not sound like a Bruce Banner. And that one guy, he's in Uncharted. He plays Tony Stark, I think.
Oh shit. What's his name?
His homie. North. Yeah. Nolan North.
I think so. I think so. Fuck.
Yeah, him and Troy Baker do not sound fluent as their characters. I don't know why. That's just me, but I don't know. Maybe I have to see more gameplay of them talking, but man, something about this game, like, story sounds good, the gameplay sounds good.
Yeah.
But it just looks like shit. Like, it looks like I'm playing in 360p.
Yeah, like, and you know what's funny is that if it comes out to, like, really poor reviews, DC fanboys are going to bag on it, and, you know, obviously they're going to be flexing, like, Batman Arkham Knight, the Batman Arkham series, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, you know, there's always those fanboys that are like, oh, you know, Marvel has never made a good game. And, you know, Spider-Man, you know, it's owned by Sony, you know, Insomniac Games, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, but, you know, am I interested in it? I don't know. If it has like the same like fighting mechanics as the Arkham series, then all right, for sure, you know. But not really that hyped, you know.
I'm hyped for it, but the only thing that's holding me back is that it just looks like shit.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, right. Also, if you pre-order now on PS4, you get to play it. You get to play the beta first on PS4 only.
Nah.
But not just to get that out there, but nonetheless, I mean. I don't know why people make a big deal about like pre-ordering for a beta just to get in. Like, to me, I always think to myself, like, okay, I could put $5 down at GameStop, get my beta key, play it, and then get my refund.
Yeah. Just for $5, you know?
You know what I mean? And it's $5. Like, you can spend $5 at McDonald's. You know what I mean?
I spent $5 earlier.
Like, I mean, I can understand $5 probably means a lot to some other people, but you know what I mean? If you're buying fast food 3 times a week, $5 is not gonna hurt. It's like putting $5 in the bank. It's always gonna be there.
Yeah.
Until the game comes out. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I'm pretty hyped for the Avengers game. It looks pretty awesome to me. It looks awesome, sounds awesome. It just looks like shit.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they have enough time to fix it, to polish it. I know it's coming out next year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have enough time to polish it, dude.
Think next year, third quarter, second quarter.
Oh, that's like what, March, April, May, around there.
Yeah, starting around there, I believe.
Yeah, they pretty much got like 7 months to polish it. I think so much is at stake, you know, especially with Avengers Endgame, the way it finished off. You know, it's just they have to polish it. I'm sure they will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. Next on the list, we could talk about Overwatch 2.
Yeah, I've never played Overwatch, but damn, I remember the hype behind the first one back in 2016. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never played it, but I've heard it's a really good shooter, the first one. Have you played it before?
I've played it, but I, like, when Overwatch came out, there was another one. There was another game that was just like Overwatch, and I was playing Xbox at the time with Kevin, and he told me to get this game. What is it called? Oh, it's called Battleborn. Battleborn came out the same exact time as Overwatch, and he told me to get it, and I was like, oh, all right, I'll get it. I'll play with you. And I got it, and I did not like it. I thought Battleborn was fucking trash or whatever. It looked like shit, and I was not having fun playing it or whatever. But I only played it because I wanted to play with Kevin, so I was like, fuck it. I'm a hold it in. I'm not going to. This looks like shit, whatever. And I told myself, I was like, yeah, but if it plays like Overwatch, Overwatch looks better. I'd rather get that one than anything. So I didn't get it, but I got Battleborn instead of Overwatch, which is a huge mistake. But nonetheless, I have played Overwatch, and I don't like those type of games. They're mainly focused on objective-based games.
Mm-hmm.
So like either there's someone that's a tank, like they would want someone to be a healer. So you're always healing the tank, so he's just doing damage constantly to the other team.
And that's like,
I don't like being a... I don't like being a supportive role. I'd rather do things solo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nonetheless, you don't have to be the supportive. You could play any way you want. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone has their favorite character, but I feel like Overwatch and Battleborn is stuff like that, where you're always supporting someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Makes sense.
And trying to do the objective, obviously. Which, Call of Duty multiplayer has objectives, you know what I mean? But you're pretty much, it's either kill someone or you get killed. It's that easy.
True.
You know what I mean? Team deathmatch, domination, capture the flag, search and destroy, whatever. You're pretty much, there is just one way to play the game. But in Overwatch and Battleborn, there's just so many other things. Like, you could be healing them as they're attacking people, or you could be like anything else. I don't know enough Overwatch information, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's just me, you know what I mean? But Overwatch 2, it looks pretty cool. I mean, supposedly it's going to have a story.
Mm-hmm.
And Overwatch 1 didn't have a story mode, but
it was multiplayer, right?
Yeah, it was mainly multiplayer.
For sure.
But that's pretty much all I have to say. I just thought that was pretty cool in case any of our listeners are Overwatch fans.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, after that, we got Diablo 4.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I've never played Diablo. It's for PC, right?
It's also out on Switch. Diablo 3.
Yeah, it's an MMO game, right?
I'm not really sure. I never played Diablo either. But yeah, I was going to say that I brought it in because Diablo 4 looks really cool, and mm-hmm. I never paid attention to a Diablo game at all. But after I heard everyone saying that they were so hyped for Diablo 4, I was like, dang, let me check this out. And I did. Man. And I know Damian has been telling me that I should play Diablo 3 because mm-hmm. I know he was playing it like probably for like a month. Like a month straight just playing nothing but Diablo 3 on PC.
Fuck.
And I remember I went to go see him last week, I think. Mm-hmm. And then he said he would let me borrow Diablo 3 because he got it for Switch, but he never opened it or played it because he played so much on PC.
For sure.
But yeah, so hopefully he'll let me borrow it. I'm pretty sure mm-hmm. he will. I'll try it out. But Diablo 4 looks really interesting. I can't really say anything much about it. I just think it was really cool, so I put it on the notes.
Yeah, just keep in mind, it can be addicting, you know? It can just ruin your life, you know?
Fuck it. It's the devil. Yeah. But,
I've never really played Diablo, but I mean, it has a huge fan following, that's for sure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, I mean, that tells me it's good, you know, shit, I'll get it, you know. I'm not really interested in MMO or whatever it is. But yeah, it looks really good. Will I be playing it? I highly doubt it. But it looks good. I mean, there's a huge fan following, because it's fucking good, you know, good game. Mm-hmm. I hear it's addicting, so that's... You know, if you're addicted to playing video games, it's better than doing drugs, you know, being addicted to drugs. But hey, you know, that's me. Yeah, it looks good. I like it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Last we got on the game news is that I don't think you'll know any of this, but we got a new Fairy Tail video game coming out.
Fairy Tail?
Yeah, no, it's an anime.
Shit, no, dude.
all right, so let me get this over with. Fairy Tail coming out next year, March, mm-hmm. I think, March 13th, 2020. Only mm-hmm. to PS4, Switch, and Steam. I don't know about Epic Games, but PC, whatever's. Fairy Tail, it pretty much turn-based game, turn-based RPG.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not caught up on the show, but it looks like it's going to start from the very beginning. It's going to end it till the very last season that came out this year. Pretty mm-hmm. hype for it. Looks pretty good. I like it. Hopefully they'll have English dub, because I don't like the Japanese voices in Fairy Tail. Neither do I like them in Dragon Ball.
Yeah, especially Goku's dream, you know? I mean, Goku's scream, you know, yelling.
All right, dude. A lot of people trash on English dub or whatever, but yeah. I think there is some good English dub. I like Dragon Ball. I like Fairy Tail. There's some other ones. I like Cowboy Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of anything else at the moment, but yeah. Nonetheless, that's pretty much all the news I got. Oh, no, I had some other video game news on my notes. I forgot to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull it up. That was something important. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Xbox is having a Xbox show in the UK on the 14th of November. Mm-hmm. They're going to be talking about upcoming, what do you call it? Like development studios? Like studios that they've
acquired?
Yeah, they're going to talk about like what they're doing, what games they're making. And I think their main focus is supposed to be...
new Xbox, right?
No, the new xCloud.
For sure.
xCloud is going to be like their streaming service, like Stadia.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be their main focus on the topic of in 2 days from today.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped. Yeah. I'm hyped to see what, like, at least what their studios are doing, you know? If they even give us, like, teasers or even, like... Yeah. Even like names of their games, whatever's. I'm pretty hyped because Xbox did have a really shitty year this generation, you know.
They did, dude. They did. Sony won this generation hands down, dude, with God of War, with Uncharted, with Bloodborne, with again, The Last of Us 2, which will come out.
I didn't know this until today. I was listening to a podcast. I didn't know that the PlayStation 3 outsold the Xbox 360.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
The 360 was actually outselling PS3, but PS3 caught up like in towards the last gen.
Caught up like at the end.
Yeah, dude, because like, yeah, man, that's a different topic. But yeah, like PS3 fucked up when they first came out. They fucked up because of the price. It was like $600.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, just different models. I think it was like the 80 gig, and for the 120 gig was 500. Yeah, dude, they fucked up big time. But hey, you know, Sony like came up with the exclusives, and a lot of people just started buying it. You know.
You know what game I gotta play?
Which game?
I gotta settle down and just play Uncharted.
Dude, you have not played it, huh?
No, I know I got like probably like 25% through the first one. I gotta sit down and play them all.
Yeah, if not, you can just do an overview on YouTube. Just watch an overview. You know?
Never.
Yeah.
You know, dude. I'm not that type of guy. I gotta play it.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great series, dude. Really is. It brings back some high school memories, you know, playing it and then playing Uncharted 4 back in 2016 when I was like fresh out of, you know, college, you know, just working, you know. So that Uncharted 4 brings back some really good memories, dude. So I highly recommend it. It's a good story. Good story.
I play on the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, that's a whole year of me just lagging it pretty much, huh? Because it's not even out yet.
Yeah, I said play on your PS4 Pro. I'm sure it'll run really well.
You know what? I think I'm going to stream it. I'm going to stream it all.
For sure.
I'm playing Uncharted all the way through from 1 to 4.
That's a huge commitment, you know, but fucking go for it.
Well, I'm not going to do it in one day. I'm going to fucking do it like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But nonetheless, the other news that I have down is that this one kid got permanently banned from Fortnite, and he's a YouTube creator.
I've heard about it. Yeah, dude. I saw it on my trendings, but I didn't watch it because, like...
Okay, so basically this kid, FaZe Jarvis, I think, he got banned from Fortnite because he was cheating. He pretty much had aimbot on his computer. He says he never played competitively while using the bot, but nonetheless, he was still cheating in regular mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was pretty much like crying, like it was pretty emotional, like in his video when he was talking about it. And to me, like, it became such a big deal. It was like, to me, it was like, what the fuck? Like, who cares? Like,
yeah,
he got mad. Like, he got what was coming. Like, what do you get out of that? Like, yeah, how was this trending?
It blew my mind.
Like, I was like, what the hell?
And I think he has a lot of dislikes, doesn't he? In that video, it has a lot of dislikes, right?
I didn't watch the video. I just seen a clip on Twitter.
For sure. I think he has a lot of dislikes, dude. And rightfully so, because, like, who gives a shit, you know? Like, you're a fucking YouTuber, you know? Like get a real job, you know, instead of fucking out here, you know, trying to make money off of Fortnite. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a hater, but, I mean, there's just YouTubers coming out with these apology, like, this stupid-ass apology videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get there's it, lot, yeah.
Like, Logan Paul with that makeup artist. Like, they make these apology videos just for fucking ad revenue, you know, for views, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not a hater, but, you know, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, most definitely. I was just trying to like talk. I just wanted to see your opinion on it. I just wanted to say mine, you know. I think Ninja talked about it too, saying that that he thinks Fortnite took it a bit too far because he's a content creator. That's how he makes his money, so he shouldn't be punished that bad. But if some regular kid did it, then he should get permanently banned. That doesn't make money off of it.
Yeah.
It was like, what the heck? That's pretty much saying like if you work at Walmart and you steal from Walmart, you shouldn't get fired, but you shouldn't be banned from that Walmart. But if a regular customer comes in and steals, they get permanently banned from Walmart because they don't work there and they don't make money there.
That's pretty much
what it sounded like. It was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
how the fuck does that make sense? That pretty much says that, like, not like Ninja and Jarvis are like rich, but it's pretty much like the rich keep getting richer or whatever.
Yeah, dude, like
double standards, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. I get what you mean. That's stupid as hell. He's stupid.
Like, it was like a dumb comment. I was like, how the fuck does that make sense?
It is.
But yeah, I thought it was kind of dumb. It was like he was talking about like I seen that he says that he didn't know that was ever gonna happen. It was like, what the hell?
Like, what'd you expect, dude? Like, fucking Fortnite, it's $1 billion fucking game, you know? Like, people, you can win, like, that kid that won $1 million. How much did he win?
Like, I think he won six million? 3 or 6?
There's a reason why they ban you, dude. I mean, could you imagine if that kid was caught using aimbot?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking cheating right there, dude. Like, I'm not even into competitive gaming, but, like, cheating is cheating, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I could understand, like content creation, like if he's using aimbot, but like as if like he starts off the video saying like, oh, I downloaded this mod, it's called aimbot, like mm-hmm. it basically locks onto everyone, and mm-hmm. he makes a video about it, but he doesn't teach you how to get it, he's just mm-hmm. making funny content, and he doesn't win the game, you know what I mean? Because that affects the game, you know what I mean? But like I've seen other videos like of content creators saying like, even finding glitches in Fortnite, like where they're under the map and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're just making funny videos like on multiplayer, but they don't win. You know what I mean? Like if they're like the last ones alive, they're like, oh fuck, we gotta kill ourselves because this isn't fair. You know what I mean? I guess that's understandable, but he didn't do that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of blows my mind that it blew his mind that he got permanently banned from Fortnite. And another thing is too, is like, if you got permanently banned from Fortnite, like, how do you get permanently banned? Do they, like, know your IP address and you can't play Fortnite on it ever again? Or do you just have to make a brand new account starting from scratch?
Shit, I don't fucking know, dude.
Like, if that's the case, like, what's the problem? Like, can't you just start all over?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or if they know your PlayStation serial number, if you're a content creator, don't you have enough money to buy a brand new PlayStation to play Fortnite? Or make a new PlayStation account? I don't know how it works, but nonetheless, there has to be a way around it for him to play.
Yeah, but everyone knows who he is, and then they're going to find out if he tries to use a different account, you know? It's too late, you know?
Too late for him. I mean, yeah, like, they'll find out that he's playing, but he won't be playing on the same account. I don't fucking know, but I thought that was worth mentioning because it blew my mind that it blew his mind that he got permanently banned.
I mean, yeah, makes sense.
I thought it was worth mentioning. Let me know what you guys think, or you guys tell me how permanently banned works on Fortnite, if you guys know, in the Discord or whatever's.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much all the video game news that I have. That's pretty much all the new news.
Mm-hmm.
Now, time to get into everyone's favorite segment of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Would you rather? What is your would you rather question? I also, did you see my Instagram post and my Snapchat post?
Yeah, I saw it. I don't have Snapchat, but I just see it on Instagram saying, give us some ideas, you know, to ask, you know, each other.
I was surprised on how many people messaged me.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I asked Instagram. I got like 8 people asking me. No. And then I got some from Discord too.
For sure. All right. Shoot me a question.
Okay. Shoot me yours first while I pull them up.
All right, for sure.
Ask me yours, and then I'll tell you mine, and then I'll read the communities. I read one, or should I read all of them? I think I should read just like
two. Yeah, just three. One, dude. Because like, if they're really would you rather questions, then I would just wait for them for the next time, you know, next podcast.
All right, cool. All right, shoot yours.
But, for sure. This one just came out of my head right now. It's pretty simple, but it's kind of, you know, it kind of gets you thinking. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Fuck. Oh my gosh. Deaf.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Why? Hell yeah. Why? Give me a reason why.
I could learn hand signs, and I pretty mm-hmm. much, I play my video games and watch anime with subtitles on because I like reading it. True, I don't know why. Obviously, anime because it's Japanese, but while I'm playing video games, I put the subtitles on because I like, I don't know.
True.
I feel like I'll at least know the emotion from their face and from the words from reading it, but I won't be able to see that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same here, dude. If I'd rather be deaf, you know, than blind.
But then I could be like Daredevil if I go blind.
Yeah, no, dude. No, it'd be pitch black, dude. And you'd hear people around you, but you wouldn't really see like who's there. You wouldn't even see, you know, how your parents look, you know? You know what I mean? If you're born blind, then fuck, you know. I don't know how. I just can't imagine myself like that, you know? That'd be crazy and scary, you know? But yeah, like, same here, you know, I'd rather be deaf than blind.
Okay. All right, my question. Would you rather be, would you rather work, fuck, I don't know how to say this. For the thing that you do for, like, 3D modeling and stuff, for characters?
Yeah.
Would you rather work at Santa Monica Studios or Naughty Dog?
Fuck, I've always dreamt about that, you know? I've always dreamt about working at those two studios. I would have to say, oh my god, because, like, I've met a lot of great artists from both Naughty Dog and Sony Santa Monica. The art director, the guy that designed Kratos from God of War, he follows me on Instagram on my 3D page. So, and I've talked to him through message. So, and I would love to work at Sony Santa Monica. But at the same time, Naughty Dog, I've met some artists from there, like Frank Zhang and other artists. So, damn, man, like, I'd rather work at Sony Santa Monica just because, you know, the art director of God of War, you know, he follows me. And I've met the other artists there that helped create, you know, the enemies for Kratos and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely Sony Santa Monica over Naughty Dog. You know, it's a hard choice, but I'd have to go with Sony Santa Monica just because I met the artists and they're humble, they're nice, you know, and they seem helpful. They were giving me so much advice, dude, to get into the video game industry. But yeah, that's a dream job right there. You know, that's what I'm trying to do, build up my 3D portfolio. It's really competitive, but I mean, like, you know, the pay is good, but the pay doesn't really matter because, like, I know it's like a dreamland, you know, working at Sony Santa Monica. That's what they've told me. It's like a dreamland.
Yeah. Dude, like, did you watch the God of War documentary on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah. I watched it. Yeah.
Dude, it's so good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. That's my answer, dude. That's my response. I'd rather work at Sony Santa Monica.
Heck yeah, dude. I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew it. Okay. So let me just read a couple that I got from, Instagram. I'll read the first ones that I got from my friend Malcolm. David's friend. You know Malcolm.
Yeah, I remember.
LBK, little black kid. Yeah. Well, he's taller than me now, so he's not a little black kid no more. But
yeah, for right. the PT game days. You still remember the PT demo?
Oh yeah.
He comes out in it, you know.
Yeah. All right. So this one's from Malcolm. He said, would you rather staple a baby to 10 trees or staple 10 babies to one tree?
Fuck.
Just for the fuck of it, I would staple 10 babies to one tree.
Damn, that's a massacre right there. No. Do they live or no?
Who knows? Depends where you staple them. I'm aiming for the forehead.
Like, crucify him, you know? I think I'd go with the 10 staples instead of 10 babies.
Oh, okay.
I'd try not to kill the baby, you know? That's kind of fucked up. But I mean, if I had no other choice, you know, I'd try to go for the limbs, you know, instead of the head. Just so they can survive, you know?
Staple their tiny ankles to the tree.
Yeah.
All right. We got this one from Jesse Solis, the homie. Poor. All right, she said, would you rather live in rock bottom, Bikini Bottom? No, I'm just kidding. She didn't say that. But she put, would you rather live in rock bottom or in New York during the Katari battle in Avengers?
Rock bottom as in SpongeBob?
I don't know. She just says rock bottom.
What's Katari? Is that a Pokemon?
I assume it's the very first Avengers movie.
Sure. I don't know. Rock bottom. I have no idea. That's a weird question.
I'm going to look that up. Katari battle.
I think that's when Loki...
Oh, yeah. It is the first Avengers fight.
Mm-hmm. I'll say rock bottom just because I love SpongeBob, you know? Plus, I'd be doing like that all the time, you know, speaking like that.
I would, you have to live there.
During the event?
During, in Rock Bottom or during the Chitauri battle?
Oh shit, fuck no, I'd rather live in, during the Chitauri battle?
Yeah, yeah, same here. Then I get to meet, oh, I was about to say, then I get to meet Spider-Man, but he wasn't even there.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it, I'll meet the Avengers.
True. Get stopped by Hulk, yeah.
All right, we'll save the other Instagram would you rathers for the next episode, and I'll read one from the local Discord.
For sure.
I got one from my boy Wild Thunder. He's been like, no joke, he was my friend Robert's supporter on Twitch, like number one supporter, I could say. I was there with him from the very beginning. And he's been like supporting me on my podcast and my Twitch channel too. He's a real ass homie. So shout out to you, Wild Thunder. You the homie.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
Okay. He says, would you rather eat one food for the rest of your life or eat food once for the rest of your life? So so the first one is eat the same thing every single day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's the only thing you can eat. Or every time you eat something, that's the last time you get to eat it.
I'll go with the first option, with the eat the same thing every for breakfast and lunch and dinner and
what would it be? Yeah.
I love sandwiches, dude. Believe it or not, I'll eat like a turkey sandwich with cheese, with like Swiss cheese and lettuce or spinach. Like I can live off with that, dude. Honestly, like that's what I pretty much eat.
Every single day, that same thing.
Yeah, like yeah, dude. Pretty much, yeah. Like that's what I eat, you know. Not for breakfast, obviously, you know. I eat it for lunch, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'm a huge sandwich person. Like I like burgers, but I'm mostly like a sandwich kind of person. Mm-hmm. I just love toasting my bread, you know, and buttering, putting fucking mayonnaise, you know, mustard, and you know, turkey slices, you know, or chicken breast, you know. I can live off with that.
You crazy?
Yeah.
For me, damn, I don't know, because if I eat something, at least I get to eat something different, but I won't get to have it again.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I eat the same shit every day, I'm gonna get sick of it.
Yeah.
What if I eat everything that's out there, and then I'll starve to death?
You'll starve to death, dude. Could you imagine? You're first gonna eat the good stuff, and then you're gonna end up with the options of, you know, vegetarian and then vegan. And once that's done, you know, you're done. You're going to die, dude.
And imagine I eat something that I never ate before and I love it, but that was the only time I got to eat it.
True. That's torture. That's torture right there. I wouldn't. Yeah.
We're thinking too far ahead. Like that video Daniela sent us. He was if you tuck your shirt into your pants, that means you tucked in your shirt, right? But if you don't tuck in your shirt, does that mean your pants are tucked into your shirt? That's what it felt like, one of those moments. Damn, I don't know. I think I would have to pick, fuck it, I think I'm just gonna have to pick eat one thing and then it's gone for the rest of my life.
That's a bad choice, you know.
Fuck it.
Could you imagine, you know, eating the last, you know, your last pizza, and then, you know, just,
I can,
you
know, eat a different type of pizza though.
No, you can't. It has to be the same.
No, I can eat a pepperoni pizza or I can eat a sausage pizza. Does that not count?
I mean, it depends. They'll have to change the ingredients. If you have, like, you know.
Oh, they would have to change the bread, the sauce. Yeah, they would have to
change the bread, and they'll give
you're
you.
Right.
Like, yeah, dude. Because
that was the last time I'm going to eat it. You're right. Yeah.
So if you eat a burger, you'll eat it with meat, and then you'll have like a chicken sandwich, you know, and then.
No, because then I can't even eat the bread no more.
Yeah, they'll have to give you a different type of bread, and then eventually that bread's going to be gone. You're going to use a different type of bread, and next thing you know, you're going to be out of bread. You know, you're going to, yeah. You know what? You know where it goes.
Fuck it. I like a challenge. Fuck. Bring it on. But yeah, thanks for sending in would you rather questions. I did not think I would get that many. I got a lot, no joke. But we'll read more, hopefully the next episode. We were having kind of like technical difficulties and I don't want to reoccur to them again. So we're going to end the podcast right there. That was episode 20. Thank you, Mike, for being here with me on Discord.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for inviting me, you know. It's been a pleasure, you know.
Yeah, heck yeah. How many episodes have we done together? I feel like we've done like a majority of them.
Yeah, like I think 10 or 8.
Yeah, it's got to be at least half. We'll see.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that was episode 20 of The Local Podcast. It's been me, Carlos Perez, co-host Miguel Vasquez. You can find direct links to the podcast in the description. We're on YouTube, Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. And there's a direct link to our Discord, pretty much the easiest way to get in contact with us. That's our local podcast Discord. Click the link and it'll take you a direct link to our page, our Discord page. And yeah, you can talk to us there. It's fun. It's pretty much like a giant group chat. Mm-hmm. Me and Mike are in there. You can add us and we'll talk whatever's. But sure. Yeah, it's been fun. Am I leaving anything out?
No, I think that's about it. I think we got everything in order.
Awesome. Sounds good. Catch you guys next time.
All right. You guys have a good night. Have a good night, Carlos.
Peace. Oh, peace. Yeah.